Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. Therefore, I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
The Lord has specific aims for those of us who are believers individually, but He also has goals that apply universally to all Christians, such as a relentless, lifelong pursuit of humility. A humble mindset is more than a healthy view of ourselves. It's a servant's attitude that acknowledges our total dependence on the Lord. Philippians 2 verse 3 says, "Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind regard one another as more important than yourselves." In order of priority, Jesus comes first, others are second, and we are last. Believers speak emphatically about loving others, forgiving them unconditionally, and treating them with kindness. But the root of these actions is humility. To be able to love and forgive others, we must be willing to recognize their great worth in God's eyes and the magnitude of His compassion, love, and forgiveness toward mankind. As Ephesians 4 verse 32 says, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you." If we think only of how we feel, what's convenient for us, or ways to profit from a situation, we won't be demonstrating Jesus' love. However, when humility is our goal, then love, forgiveness, and kindness will grow out of it.